Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flusher Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on April 9th, 1977. The message is given here in its entirety. What you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
Over Our Lady statue. The left beam is so very strong that it seems to be piercing the area all about the rear of the Excedra. High up in the sky, the darkness of the sky is disappearing. Our Lady is coming forward. The beams of light I can see now were coming from her hands. Our Lady has her hands extended in front of her. I can see Our Lady's face now. She's very sad. Our Lady is removing her rosary from about her waist, and she's holding the crucifix of her rosary in front of her. Like this. Now she is raising the crucifix to her lips. My child, eyes weep tears of great sorrow because of the desecration, because of the lack of piety, holiness, and respect of the priesthood to my son. As your earth years progress, my children, our clergy are going into darkness and taking many with them. Children of light becoming children of darkness. Yes, my child, you have received in photographs the truth. You will read them well, my child. Make copies and send them throughout the world. 666, the man of perdition is among you. The evil is accelerating, my children. My voice cries out, turn back now. There is not much time left. Bishops and cardinals in my son's church, whatever shall become of you, you have cast off the light and proceed farther into the darkness. You are running about, making changes, introducing novelties, and for what? For the ultimate destruction of my son's church. No, I say to you, you shall be cast out of my son's houses. A church in darkness, where the band of depth about it. A church that consorts with evil and evildoers shall close its doors. My children, I repeat and repeat to you the warning from heaven. I go forth throughout your world as a mediatrix between God and man. Hopefully, I implore you as your mother to restore my son's church to its former glory. You must repent of your sin. You must cleanse your government of all evildoers. Your country and many countries of your world have allowed themselves to be taken over by consorts of evil. Communism now is gaining fast into all of the countries of your earth. Leaders are capitulating. Leaders are falling away from the faith and giving themselves to worldly living, domination of the human beings, and casting aside the God-given rights of the human being. My children, you will keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your country and the countries upon earth. There will be many warnings given to mankind, warnings that shall accelerate and increase within the year. My children, I have warned you in the past that 666, the man of sedition, the spirit of evil, and all agents of hell now loose upon your earth, shall cause much gnashing of teeth as he sets war upon your earth. Yes, my children, it is a true fact that only a few will be saved in the final count. You will be fortunate if you can gather into one room the true priests of my son. As the war rages, the war of the spirit, a war far more disastrous than any created by a human being in the past. Your country and all the nations of the world now are fast heading for their own destruction because of pride and arrogance and worldly seeking of gain by your leaders. An arsenal of weapons is now stored for your destruction and for the destruction of many nations in your world. My children, you hold your destiny now, for in your free will, you will listen to the counsel from heaven, or you will be destroyed. America, my mantle has been spread over you in protection. But you, whom I protected in the past, you also cast me aside. For when you dishonor my son, you dishonor his mother, and you dishonor all of the saints in heaven. Many martyrs shall emerge from the conflagration, my child. Pick up your cross and follow my son. My children, what manner of abomination was being committed in my son's house? Can you not cry with him, suffer with him on his way to the cross? No! Demons have entered into my son's house. They claim the human body to use them to defile my son's house. Until evil men of the cross are setting a church up now, a church of man, with no angels guiding them, with no supernatural intervention from heaven guiding them. This church of man shall be built on naturalism, modernism, and humanism. I say unto you, O Bishop, you have been looked upon and found wanting by the Eternal Father. You have attuned yourself with Satan. You are ghosts. My children, pray for your bishops. Pray for your cardinals. Rome is under great siege. Persecution is heavy. For your vicar, Pope Paul VI, he accepts his cross. And how many of you are following his direction? Do not be deceived, my children, by directors that bring you evil into your heart. Deception from Satan. The way of my son is a simple way. You must follow it with purity of heart and faith. Faith of a child, and not faith that a scientist developed in what? In his own human capacity of knowledge and learning. Man of science ever searching but never coming to the truth. We look upon you, my children, and find that you are consorting with astrologers, sorcerers, paganism, even bringing this way of life into my son's chest. Like pagans, you dance down the aisles during the holy sacrifice. Like pagans, you come undressed, my children, to the holy sacrifice. You conduct yourselves without respect or love. Voices in a million cry, love, love. Reaching up in charismatic renewals of what, my children? They implore the Spirit. Why do they not implore my son in the Eucharist? The Eternal Father sends the Spirit on his will. Men shall not gather to thrust themselves out into the universe. I say unto you for my son, that all who call Lord, Lord, shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. All who stand before my son as teachers in his house, shall they stand before him and say that their teaching has been pure in his sight? Will you stand before him, O clergy, and say that you have prophesied for him? And what did you do to bring in doctrines of devils into my son's house? He shall take you in your defilement and cast you into the eternal fires of hell. My children, hell and purgatory, forgotten. My son's death upon the cross, forgotten. As you happily raise your voices, call him Savior, and think all are saved without penance, atonement, and sacrifice. Shall you sin and be always forgiven without penance? No, I say to you, only a few will be saved. Many are called, but few are chosen. The way to heaven is a simple road, but you must be imitators of my son. You cannot have the world and its riches and acclaimance and heaven too. You cannot accept two masters in your life, for one you will love and the other you will go to hate. Many of you have used your God-given sense to turn away from the light because you do not pray. You cast aside God-given knowledge to you, willing in your human nature to close your heart and your ears. My children, you do not learn from your past. It is pride and vanity that sets man away from his God. Life upon your earth is but a short duration for all. Think, my children, think while you have the time to think. Evaluate and reevaluate your life. Cast aside the worthless, cast aside all that can only be kept upon your lifetime on earth. Are you storing any merits in heaven for your entrance? Each and every one of you, my children, must come across the veil that will be taken from your eyes when you approach immortality. Oh, my children, there are doctrines of demons being given throughout your world now. The teachings of the prophets of old are being cast aside as being too old for a modern world. We do not week to see a division among our children. Slowly, we see a tug of war. A long road for both Christian and non-Christian. The struggle for existence in the world. With the soul as the price to pay for this existence. Who are you selling your soul to, Satan? My children, I repeat, 666, known forever. In the book of life, the Bible, as the man of perdition is not one man, but the forces of evil gathered like vultures to destroy the Christian and Christianity. To enslave the good and make powerful the bad. To make sin the way of life and kill each and every living creature of knowledgeable age must make the decision. Who is your master, man or God? My children, believe. Just believe and you will be given the way. Even if your faith is only a flicker, don't let it go out. It must be nourished, my children, or it will die, and you will die eternally. All of the suffering you must endure are but short and small crosses, my children, in comparison to everlasting life over the veil. Accept these crosses, carry them for my son, and he will acknowledge you before the eternal Father. He will await you with a crown for your perseverance and faith. Mothers and fathers, I admonish you to keep close watch upon your children. Be a fortress of faith to your children, and woe to the parents who set a bad example in the home. For his punishment will be far greater than any human knowledge that can be given to him of what will take place over the veil. My child, you have this evening faced a great test. No, my child, that it will be only a straight road to heaven. In charity, you will counsel, but you must also, my child, admonish the wrongdoer. The father of all liars is Satan, and Satan has many faces, my child. I know you will learn by your experience. No, my child, the Eternal Father does protect you, but you must also make some decisions upon your own. You will continue to read the photograph, my child, for your protection. Much cannot be given to be made public. As you see, my child and my children, the division is among you. You will all carry the banner, faithful and true. Many martyrs will be found among you, my children. Parents, do the best in good spirit for your children, so that when they are taken from you, you will have no regrets or remorse, for you will know with certainty where your children are. Now Our Lady is taking her rosary and extending the crucifix like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, I bless you all, my children, for my Son, and the Father, and the Holy Spirit. Now Our Lady is going over to our left side. She's standing directly above the first tree. And she's leaning over now. It's growing quite windy because her skirt is blowing now. Our Lady is extending her rosary out with the golden crucifix and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Now the sky behind Our Lady is becoming very illuminated, very, very light. It is beautiful. And coming now to the center of the great light is Michael, and St. Teresa, and a large gathering of nuns and priests. I can tell from their garments that they're priests and brothers. And now I noticed a very large throng of people coming out of the sky and out over on our right side. They're all dressed in long, flowing white gowns that cover very loosely their arms and their legs. They have no sandals or anything upon their feet. They're standing there, and they're all holding green palms. You know, the palm is very green and yellow-looking, but very long pieces of palm. Over their right shoulders, they're holding them with both hands and over their right shoulders. Our Lady now is going across, and she is now extending her crucifix to them. You see, my child, the many martyrs I counsel you of, they also will wash their robes clean with the blood of my Son. Our Lady now is going over. She's standing right directly in front of the group of people with the long white robes, and she's extending her crucifix out like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady is going up and down from the group of nuns. The nuns are directly behind her. I can see St. Teresa very clearly. Now, Michael is coming down also. He's directly behind the nuns, and the people in the white robes are coming over and standing. They're clustering around Our Lady. Now Our Lady is pointing to the sky. W3 is written in the sky, W3, in black lettering. Very kind of ominous looking, frightening. Wars, my child, and my children, many wars. Much suffering will be set upon the world. Wars are a punishment for man's sins. Now there is forming in the sky the outline of a country. I can see it. It's Africa, the whole continent of Africa. And it's very frightening. I see people in black robes, like they look like a grim reaper. They look terrible, death-like faces, skulls in black robes, and they've got what looks to be like a very large sickle in their hands. Oh, they're the picture of death. Oh. Our Lady is going over to our left side. She's now standing over the tree, and she's pointing to another area of the sky. A map is forming there too, with the outline of the United States. My child, watch carefully. There are now areas being like pinpointed upon the map. I see California, looks like Southern California. And there are two dots on that side of the map, two in Southern California. Now there is a line developing. It's sort of an area I can tell that it's a line that's marking out something. It's going directly across the southern part of the United States, and it's stopping just over the left border of Georgia, and there's one point being made there. They're like, seem to be landing points for something going to happen. Now the line continues, and it's now swerving upward, and it's going into North Carolina, and then suddenly the line is taking a fast curve over to the East Coast. But then as it goes along the coast, I see a very large question mark. It appears to, that line is appears to be heading northward along the East Coast. And there's another question mark. So I don't know how to explain it. It's a very ominous looking map. You'll understand soon, my child. Now the sky is becoming very dark. It seems that the maps, those maps that have been like suspended in the air, in the sky, are starting to evaporate, disappear completely. Our Lady now is going over, directly over the statue, high up in the sky. And she's standing there now with both her hands up in a very prayerful looking position, both palms together. This, my child, is the way I have counseled all to remain during the consecration of the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Now Our Lady is taking her rosary again into her hands. They were dangling from her left wrist, and she's making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Now, my child, you will take a series of six pictures and read them carefully. Over on the right side of the sky is opening up, and there's a beautiful, brilliant cast of pink. It's a very warm-looking pink coloring that's spreading all about the sky. Now, coming directly from the center of this very hazy-looking sky, I can see Jesus. He's like floating forward. I can't explain the way he moves. It's he's like carried on the wind. Now, Jesus has nothing on his feet, and he's holding his cloak, you know, the outer garment he has, over his left arm, and he's holding his hand in front of him like this, and making the sign of the cross with three fingers. His three fingers are extended forward, and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now, Jesus is touching his lips with his first finger, which means to listen carefully. My child and my children, my mother has counseled you well in the past, and she will continue to counsel you upon the way. Needless to say, her voice has carried throughout your world with a warning from heaven to fall many deafened ears and hardened hearts. You ask, my child, in pleading, what does the future hold? Man holds a great part of his destiny in his hand, my child. The Eternal Father has watched with patience and charity of heart as man goes blindly farther into the darkness. Romans, awaken now. 666 has entered among you. The forces of evil are intent upon vanquishing the eternal city of Rome. Satan has entered into the hearts of those who hold the highest places in my church. If it were not for the pleadings of my mother and the many souls who have given themselves as victims that cry out and plead for mercy to an undeserving generation, my children, come out of the darkness now. You are plunging to your own destruction. For rejecting the light, for turning aside from the truth, for destroying the faith in the hearts of the young, you shall receive a chastisement far greater than man has ever known. From the beginning of your world, many nations shall be consumed by fire. It is not in the heart of the Eternal Father to set this chastisement upon you. It is not in the knowledge of mankind to know the reasoning or the ways of the Eternal Father for setting judgment upon mankind. But in his mercy and love, he extends to you the knowledge of what is to come upon you because of sin. Our punishment for man's sin, famine, pestilence, great heat, the plague, the major catastrophe to mankind is approaching. Warnings have been given and gone by unnoticed. Man continues upon his way of evil. Many are selling their souls to get to the head. My child, we do not ask you to give names in print now. The world will judge by the fruit produced. For no man can give himself to evil and remain hidden, for the Lord's light shall search him out. My children, you must exercise great care in accepting what comes to you infants and to your news media. In the plan of the forces of 666, control will be set upon mankind. Control that shall lead to slavery. The master of all deceit is in your world now. Shall you become puppets of his? Can you not fortify yourself for the salvation of your soul? Do not run about like chickens without him. Neither gaining graces nor reckoning with the truth. Remain in the light, the knowledge given to you through your prophets. Do not join those who bring doctrines of devils into my house. My mother shall continue to direct you in the days ahead. My child, I caution you to recognize the faces of evil that approach you. You will bar your door to all but your immediate family and close workers. My child, you must, for your safety and the propagation of the mission from heaven, exercise great care. There will be additional workers sent to you, my child. The message must reach all corners of the earth. Hasten now. And continue. If necessary, my child, send all to knock upon the door. Yes, it is a necessity, my child. The time is running out. There will be much woe set upon the earth by 666. Accidents that are not accidents. Floods, famines, sin, impurity, immorality. My child, you will go about your earth. My children, you will all go about your earth, wondering if mass insanity has set upon mankind. Oh yes, my children, sin is surely insanity. As time accelerates and becomes an era of evil, my children, many will feel that life has reversed itself, for the good will be persecuted and the evil shall be glorified. As it was in the time of Noah and Sodom, so it is now, that the evils are far worse and more sophisticated. But as it was in those days, my children, so it will be now. The chastisement is fast approaching upon mankind. Do not slow or slacken the pace of your work because of scoffers. I assure you, my children, even the scoffers will one day recognize the truth, but too late. Keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your world and your country.
Become part of Christ's holy legion. Now Jesus is extending his hand out again like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is gathering his cloak, the burgundy robe that he has about his shoulders, about him, and he's going across the sky to our left side. Our Lady is coming down now. It's very windy. Our Lady has on sandals. They're a brown skin-like type of sandal, and Our Lady's dress is beautiful, right? But she has on this evening a blue cape about her shoulders and over her head. The mantle is a not a blue, it's almost like a purple. It's a sad-looking color, like suffering, or, I can't explain it. Our Lady appears to be a complete symbol of suffering. Now, Our Lady is following Jesus. Jesus is going across the left side of the sky, and now the sky is opening up on the right side, and all of those figures in white, the martyrs, and Teresa and her sisters, and the nuns and priests, and many others. The sky is now filling with what appears to be hundreds of people. And now they're lining up almost in a formation behind Our Lady and Jesus. Now Michael is way over on the right side of the sky. He covers the whole sky. It's strange. There's no way to explain Michael. He seems to, even part of him seems to go right through the people all standing there. He's a spirit that is beyond explanation. He's very, very large. Now Jesus is coming over on the left side, and he's bending forward and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is touching his chest, and he's extending his hand out, and he has a heart, a flaming red heart in his hand. But there are droplets of blood now coming through his fingers. See, my child and my children, my heart so badly torn by the ingratitude of mankind. And I see now the figures in white. They're moving forward now, and they're coming down from the sky directly over a lady statue. Jesus is still holding the hand with the heart is bleeding, and the blood is now running onto the gowns, the robes of these people dressed in white. Now the people are bending over, and I can see that they're picking up wooden crosses from the ground, very huge, heavy crosses now. I can count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five people now are picking up very heavy crosses. They're placing them upon their right shoulders, and now they're beginning to walk across the sky over to the left side. They look like the crucified Christ. The whole five of them look like a... Our Lady is now standing, she's coming over, and now they've passed out of my sight. I can't see the five. My child, you see what is to be. This will be made known to you in the near future. Now Jesus is like backing up. He's going high into the sky, and Our Lady is now going over to him. She's like floating across the sky. She's standing now looking up at Jesus, and he's nodding his head. He must be saying something. I can't hear any voices, but I do know that they're talking in some manner to each other. And Our Lady has nodded her head. Now Jesus is extending his hand out now. That dripping heart, the bloody heart, has disappeared. I can't see it anymore, but he's making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Continue now, my children, with your prayers of atonement. They are most sorely needed for your clergy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Amen. My God, I believe, I adore, I trust, and I love thee. I beg pardon for all those who do not believe, do not adore, do not trust, and do not love thee. Oh, my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us, Messiah of hell. Lead our souls to heaven, especially those who are in most need of your mercy.
We've been listening to a tape recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on April 9th, 1977. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.